You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Hey, you, Benny in the red shirt over there. How you like it over here by the shore, huh? You like the motion pictures, huh? You want to see a movie about a dead body or a pirate?
What?
I'm sorry, Julian. What movie did you watch?
Why did we let this go?
When did this movie suddenly turn into Sopranos?
Yeah, I was going for something that that my body didn't do.
Look, this is clearly a Pirates of the Caribbean movie. They even have fucking doubloons.
I mean,
it kind of was.
Just like when you told me you were going to do these impressions, I had very low expectations, just like I did when I came out of this movie. So, ugh.
I called this, by the way, if you go back to one of the Breakfast Pub episodes, I specifically said a lot of what's going to happen in this review.
Yeah, so this is the movie Low Tide. This is a debut film for its director, Kevin... I was going to say Kevin McAllister, I know that's wrong. So,
Kevin Nash.
Kevin McMillan. And he's only done a short film before this, and, you know, funny enough, he managed to work out a deal to get A24 and DirecTV to distribute this film and to produce it. So, you know, A24, this is one of those things where I want to say, look, I know A24's got a lot of clout behind it. It's a big, beloved, indie darling company. They do produce a lot of good movies. They also produce movies like this, to say in the least.
Yeah, but the thing is that it's a good thing that they produce movies like this, because this wasn't that bad. I think that you guys are going to be way too hard on this.
Glowing praise that it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
There's
a fuck ton.
Low praise.
There's a fuck ton of competent filmmaking going on, and this movie is setting out to do something, and it doesn't achieve it with flying colors, but this movie accomplishes something, and it tells a story.
Does it? Because we should probably introduce ourselves first.
Yes.
I am the resident hater of One of Us. That came out way wronger than it. Fuck it. Y'all know who I am. My name is Alan.
It's Alan, yes. yes, and I am Justin. And then over here, this man here is Julian.
Hello, I'm Julian, the one who will be fucking reasonable and not just hate things because they're different.
Is this different, though?
Okay. Hold. Let's play nice here. Let's at least explain the plot of this movie first before we get
into
it.
Oh, this should be fun.
Oh, yeah. So, basically, this movie starts off... So, is it set in the 1980s or 90s? It feels like it's...
It's the 90s. Look at the TV sets.
Okay. Well, I mean, I used to have TV sets kind of like that, too, so... Oh, well. It's
probably, like, if anything, it'd be, like, 87 to, like, 92. Like,
there's no cell phones. Yeah, so, I didn't see any cell phones, really.
Well, there's no computers either, so nobody's doing anything. But yeah, it's a bunch of kids living on the Jersey Shore during the summer, and I mean they all have like names, like pretty much the way this is set up. It feels like
they're played by humans.
The way that they're named here is like very much like The Outsiders, the book back in the day, where it's like they're like Red and Smitty and stuff like that, where they don't have like, you know, proper names. They're just kind of like, oh, they got their, like, their
name. Come on, one of them is named Alan. The main character is Alan.
Well, and that's why you attached to him so much. But anyways.
Not really. He's kind of boring. But
yeah. But anyways, these kids are just messing around. They're kind of just awful little delinquents where they, you know, they start the movie breaking into somebody's house to rob them. And, you know, during one of their expeditions and such, they come across a bag full of gold doubloons, which, you know, wow, first of all, it's pretty good luck for them.
Yeah.
But yes,
yeah, that's actually way later into it, because it starts off with them breaking into just a random house, and stuff happens there where it's like, okay, oh, you think this is going to be a big plot point. It then kind of gets forgotten for two-thirds of the movie, and it just becomes kind of the slice of life of watching these four people basically just kind of kill a summer of what it's like to be in a tourist town, and that's the majority of this movie as just them hanging out.
Well, no, because, I mean, the gold doubloon thing, the blue thing happens about 20 minutes into the movie, but...
Did they find the first house? I thought it was the second house.
No, it was in the second house, so...
They find...
The second doesn't have to watch
later. It wasn't much later. It was only 25 minutes into the movie. Something, they find these gold doubloons, and it's not all of these friends who find them. It is the two brothers, and they make a decision that they will take one of them or some of them, and they will remember where they put it, and they will leave it there for a year so it cools down. Because the thing is that at the end of the day, like, they're not good people. Like, they rob someone. Like, that's probably, like, the biggest plot hole of the movie, is that it's like, so that guy who was super famous that you guys just clearly fucking robbed, like, that wasn't a news story or anything? Like, oh, okay.
It wasn't a bunch of random kids just stole some things from a dude. Like, it's not one of those things, it's not gonna be major news. Almost no one's gonna know what the fuck's going on there.
They said that it was the guy who owned the town, and
the crazy guy who owned this 1 acre of this one area. It's like he was barely, like, they had to go like 3 pages into the newspaper to find his fucking obituary.
Yeah, but the biggest thing about this movie, I mean, first of all, it's mostly a cast of lesser known actors, with the exception of Jade Martell, who was the main kid from It, or, you know, the main one with the stutter from the movie. And then in a very thankless role here, Shea Whigham plays the cop who's chasing after these kids, which, man, that guy is way too talented to get all these thankless jobs that he gets in this movie.
Dude, I think that he did a good job in this movie. I think he chewed the scenery just enough for this. I think that no one in this movie really, like, goes above and beyond, because I think the material holds them back a little bit. That being said, I think there is some personality that shines through in this, you know? And the use of, like, a word, a Benny, for example, like, that's something that I heard, like, 2 days ago in a YouTube video defined to me as, like, something used in New Jersey. So I kind of appreciated that. I've been to New Jersey a lot. My dad's from New Jersey. So there was some stuff in here that I was like, all right, someone is trying to do something. But the thing that I bet this is why you guys didn't like it that much is just, it's not really all that fun. It
has no forward momentum. Like, there are interesting things, and it's like, I thought it was gonna be a story of what it's like to be in a tourist town. I'm like, okay, I can kind of roll
that
would have
been better.
See what that would have been interesting, but it really, like, it brings it up, but only to bring it up, and then it just basically goes from one kind of, I don't even want to say set piece, because there's not really any set pieces in the movie. It goes from one scene to the next.
There are set pieces in this movie. There are set pieces.
And but they're not very... The problem is they're not terribly interesting set pieces. Because my issue with this is that you say there's personality. I think the biggest problem with this movie is it lacks any personality. Like, the stuff with the Jersey Shore and 90s aesthetic is just window dressing to the fact that these characters aren't all that compelling on the whole. Like, Shea Whigham is trying and Jade Martell is trying. But I actually felt a lot of these actors are just kind of okay. Like, Kian Johnson as Alan and Alex Neustadter as Red and some of the other characters. They're just... They're fine. They were passable.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
say...
Passable is that's the thing. Passable is the best way to sum it up. Everyone in this movie is passable. Everyone does everything they need to ensure the scene feels full. But then you kind of go, and it's just like, it almost goes like, what's the actual point? It's like, hey, we got drunk on a beach. Okay.
I'm not going to say that I think that it's wholly original and that they're incredible in the movie, but I think that all the actors get to really shine in this movie. And there is a lot of, like, you know, cliched stuff, like, you know, like, they're literally at a 50s-style burger place, and the guy with the long hair whips out a knife. It's like, oh, where have I seen this shit before, you know?
Yeah, no, seriously, that dude with the long hair, it's like, oh, I'm sorry, were we supposed to have some suspense over whether the crazy-eyed dude was going to be a bad guy in this story? You know?
No, this is just fucking It Chapter Zero. Like,
no, he's Henry Bowers.
It just feels like I'm watching It again.
No, this is not...
man, it feels like an It movie.
And the best thing, it doesn't feel at all like an It movie. It feels like a pirate movie. That's why I kind of like this movie, is the more it goes on, the more you realize that this is kind of Sandlot with an eye patch, except all the kids suck. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing I've heard.
The last thing I've heard is that this movie is very, like, people are comparing a lot to, like, Goonies and stuff like that, which I'm not sure, like, Goonies a little bit, but again, like I said, like, it draws from a lot of, like, inspiration of classic literature books, like The Outsiders, The Pearl, those kind of books, all about, like, you know, one, the teenage angst and the teenage lifestyle kind of stuff, and then the Pearl in terms of, like, how this, you know, discovery of something really valuable tears apart at people. But it just never goes far enough with that stuff.
Okay, but the problem is, okay, that idea that, oh, something valuable tears them apart, it really doesn't, because they're already being torn apart by the crazy guy who wanted to do crazy things. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're trying to say this movie has an idea it wants to go for. I don't know if it does. I feel like it's juggling a bunch of different things. Any one thing could be an interesting idea. Like, hey, they're doing criminal enterprise. Like, well, why are they? Maybe they're poor. It's like, no, most of them is established, like, well, that they're at least rich or at least come from some version of money, because the crazy guy said his dad wants to buy it out for $2 million. I'm like, okay, so well, it seems like he must have some money.
That was never clear where, like, what the relationship with all the people and their families are, because we never see the parents of almost anybody here except for that one kid and his grandma, where you're just like, do they live with family? Do they have money? Do they have what? It's not clear at all what...
I'm not clear if they're poor or not, and it seems like they're not.
I could be wrong. I feel like they mention that the protagonist and his brothers, like, dad is out of town. I don't know.
Yeah, they mentioned that he's on a fishing trip, but then at one point, the Wiggum, Chief Wiggum, literally, goes up to him and says, is your dad really out of town? But that never gets brought up again. So we're not sure if he's lying and his dad just ran the fuck away and left them the house. Like, it's not clear, but it's like any little story beat that gets brought up could be way more interesting if it was fleshed out. It just felt like it was trying to cover everything. And didn't give, especially the climax. I'm sorry, the climax literally comes out of nowhere.
Oh, no, Alan, extent. I'm sorry. Was there a climax in this movie?
Yes, there was.
Oh, yeah, no,
and
No. No, it didn't, because me and Justin were texting each other saying this is bored as hell. And at one point, I go, what the fuck? Because it just out of nowhere the last 5 minutes, like, okay, everything happens. I'm like, what is going on?
I mean, I get what it was building towards. I just thought it was really boring. Like, I'm just like, that's it? That's all we get for this?
See, I think that this started as a really, really good short film. I think that this has all the makings of, like, you know what I'm talking about, Justin. Like, this is film school 101 in a lot of ways. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think that's a bad thing, because, you know, this is the first effort of a filmmaker. Man, you know how many movies I've seen that were worse than this? Hey, you ever been down this street called Buckout Road?
Okay. Just because there have been worse movies than this, and trust me, me and Justin have been part of Screening Up for a very long time.
Yeah.
We've seen some shit.
Oh, wait. Let us tell you about the first movie that Alan ever watched on this one.
Oh, Dead Ants.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
But that was fucking crap.
That sounds like the Pink Panther. Dead Ant. Dead Ant. Dead amp, dead
That's
amp,
literally
dead
what
amp.
The entire point of the movie is, because halfway through they do the exact same fucking
that
thing.
Sounds pretty
but it's
good.
Like, yeah, is this movie the worst thing I've ever seen? Of course not. It's not even the worst thing I've seen this year.
No.
It's not bad. It's just very, very, I don't know. It felt like there was not enough forward momentum.
It's very lukewarm, but at the same time, it's very competent. And I think it's very slightly above average. And I liked how, like, you guys say it came out of nowhere. The ending, to me, it built up to that, and there were a couple twists and turns that could have been written better. I think that it was, the story was well organized, but the idea of a pirate movie with kids, like, I've never seen that before, and I thought that it went far enough that it kind of
delivered. It's not really a pirate
movie. It absolutely is a fucking pirate movie. It is criminals who are betraying each other for some fucking gold.
They're not, okay, no, that's the thing. The betrayal that happened as a result of the coins. The betrayal happens as a result of the cops being involved because of the second incident. The whole doubloons almost doesn't come into a factor until, like an hour into the fucking hour and 20-minute movie. And yeah, this isn't like a two-hour movie where we're just drowning, bored out of our minds. This movie's under an hour and a half. And again, I said this before, and I'll say this again, longest hour half of my life.
Well, it's only about, like, 80 minutes. Yeah, that's the thing.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I just thought of it. This movie really, really wants to be that movie Mean Creek, if you guys remember that one from back in 2004.
Nope.
No, tell me about it.
Oh, it's a great freaking film about teenagers who get involved where they're trying to get revenge on a bully who was picking on one of their brothers, and it just spirals out of control. Uh-huh. It's like, that one is full of, like, suspense and teen angst and, you know, mystery and that kind of stuff. And this one wants to capture that same aesthetic of kind of that angsty feel. But part of the problem with that is also that when you say about the acting and stuff, everyone is delivering their dialogue at, like, hushed tones and mumble kind of stuff, where it feels like there's this kind of very limp energy throughout this movie. Like, you know, with that and then the music, which it seems to be, I think, a dude playing three notes on a violin over and over again.
Yeah, I'm curious. I wanted to ask you guys, was the music, like, ever, like,
The music was freaking awful in this movie.
No, but was it ever too loud for you? Like, at certain points, I was like, oh my god. Like, even though the scene, they're like, turn down that music, I was like, yeah, fucking shut it off. What the fuck?
I did not have that problem.
Well, the problem was not only with the volume, but the music choices themselves are so strange. Like, there's a whole bunch of, like, 50s and classical music they're playing throughout this, where I'm like, this does not, like, I don't know what kind of tone this music's trying to sell with this. Like, it's just a very boring, bland, and melancholy vibe.
That's, you're hitting the nail on the head, Justin, because that's where this movie needed a serious rewrite. I feel like it was too right down the middle of the lane. It wasn't trying, like, it has that, a little bit of that Jay-Z flavor, but it needed a little more arg in it, you know what I mean? Like, it's not particularly...
Again, I'm not on your wavelength with the pirate thing, but again, when we say it was in Jersey Shore, it felt like it was in Florida. Like, you know what I mean? That's the thing. Like, I never felt like it was Jersey, really.
Felt like in the backwoods of Alabama or some shit. Like, except for the fact that we have to deal with fucking, like... Except for the fucking beach we see enough times, it could have been some backwater. Like, what was that fucking... Where Ma is set, basically.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but yeah, that's the thing.
You guys are telling me that a movie that takes place near water about criminals who use boats who find gold coins... That doesn't sound like a pirate movie!
No, it doesn't, because that's... Oh, my God. There are so many different things that happen with that that ends up not... Let's say saying the Ozark is a pirate fucking movie. Or pirate TV show. Like, literally everything you just described is in the Ozark.
There's literally a map that X marks the fucking spot. Like, a fucking I'm just pirate saying, like, movie. When
it has elements of pirate stuff in there, but it's not a pirate movie.
Aha! Aha! He said it!
Okay.
Okay, the Ozark on Netflix is a pirate
movie. Okay. Let's calm down, children. I'm just saying. I mean, we're getting way more worked up than I did at any other point watching this movie. Because, again, like you said, Julian, I don't think it is awful. Like, I will say this in, like, a couple praises for this movie, that it shot decently for being an indie film. Like, you know, it's got a, you know, fine indie film aesthetic to it.
Yeah,
kind of
it's
thing.
Got the classic indie flair of the slow motion fireworks and shit. Like, I know, man.
Yeah. But then, and the actors are fine. Again, I wish Shea Whigham was in more than three scenes in this movie, because he's a welcome breath of fresh air anytime he comes on, because that dude's got an energy that's so unlike any other actors, and it feels like they just didn't know what to do with him through this movie. Like, he's just...
They
could have got literally anybody to play his role in this one.
I thought that guy sold his material. You're talking about the cop, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, I'm not saying he was bad in it. I'm just saying it didn't need to be Shea Whigham.
Yeah. I think that the same problem with him is the problem with the rest of the movie. It doesn't have enough of a personality to evoke what it wants to evoke. Like, it should have been scarier, or it should have been funnier. Or
meaner.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind a movie where I don't like the characters. I like that type of thing. You know, because I'd imagine that, you know, I wouldn't like, you know, people like pirates.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, it's not so much about disliking the characters. It's not caring about the characters. That was my biggest problem. It's like, yeah, you can have unlikable characters. It's the problem here that they're all just so average. Like, you know, like you said, Alan, talking about the guy Alan in this movie being boring. Man, that dude... Like, his whole subplot with the girl in this movie, where he has this, like, crush on this one girl, that went absolutely freaking nowhere in this whole plot.
It almost like they wanted to do something where it's like, oh, no, you know, he does it, he used her, but it's like, she almost gets forgotten about halfway through the movie, so when she comes back, oh, yeah, you're relevant here.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's anything much else to say about this. It's just... It was a movie I watched, you know? I wasn't angry, but at the end of it, I just kind of looked, and I'm just like... Well, that was an hour and 20 minutes.
I don't know. So. It's one of those movies where, like, I'm very lukewarm the whole time. But I thought, I was like, is this Pirates? And then at the end, I was like, yeah, this is Pirates. And, like, I don't think I'll run out to see this again. But, like, I think it's worth watching. I think it's got enough stuff in it that'll keep you going.
Okay, well, why don't you lead that into your final thought then? What would you say for your final rating?
I don't think that this this is a masterpiece by any mean. No shit. I think that it's a really cool idea. It's not something I've seen totally done to death, and I like the idea when movies are like, it's a Western, but not at all. you know, but it's a pirate movie, but it's not. And I think that everyone is doing as good a job as they could. It needed another rewrite 1,000,000%. But I'll give this, like, 5.8 out of 10.
I'm just going to make this clear to everybody. There are no pirates in this movie. It's just there is a map and there are gold doubloons. That's about as pirate as it gets.
Someone does get an iPad.
Well, okay, yeah! I guess if you want to kill that. someone has a cast, and then you can say that's a peg leg. So.
God. Oh, my.
Like, I was trying not to spoil it.
Pirate movie.
But, yeah, that's...
Yeah, we didn't spoil anything. Yeah, someone gets a cast at some point. That happens, like, 10 minutes into the movie.
Which, speaking of that whole cast thing, that opening bit when you see how he gets the cast, I mean, like, what he does, they have to get one, you're just like, ooh, I don't know if it... But,
that was rough.
Yeah, that was rough to watch.
That was some telegraphed-ass film school shit. Oh, there's the shoe! Setting stuff up, movie! I like
well,
it.
No, that,
and then forgets about it for, like, 40 minutes.
That was 10 minutes into the movie.
No. The shoe happens early, but then it doesn't get brought up for a while.
Yeah. But anyways, Alan, what do you think?
Again, especially, like, reviewing... like, now during the review and just thinking about it, it's like... My stance is still the same, that I think this movie was trying to do a lot of stuff, but it doesn't really cement anything, where everything just kind of gets brought up to fill a scene and then almost forgotten about the next scene. So it just gets to the point where, like, I don't really care what's going on. You have no forward momentum. I have no idea what you want to do, and honestly, I don't think you have any idea what you want to do either. And then it gets to the point where it's like there's 10 minutes left. I'm like, oh yeah, this movie should end at some point because I'm looking at the time. And then a climax just kind of sneaks its way up, and it's like, murder solves everything?
That does seem to be the answer at the end of this story. But anyways, we won't say what or how.
When you're a pirate, it is.
Sure. But I guess my overall rating would be 3 out of 6 bullets that are probably still in that revolver.
Out of 6?
Well, he was making for the joke of the revolver chamber. So.
Revolver. 3 out of 6. So that's still 5. That's like 5 out of 10 for people that are probably mad at me if they like this movie.
Well, you know, that's the funny thing is, like, for us having such a wide range of our feelings towards this, it feels like we have all the exact same score.
It's about roughly average.
Yeah, because that's the thing. It's like, again, I mean, I'm joking about it being, like, the worst of the worst. It's not the worst of the worst. It's just, it feels like that movie Villains that we reviewed a few weeks back, where I'm just like, it's just so unambitious in some ways. Like, this could have been a lot more. Like, I think I kind of agree with you, Julian, that if this was like a 30 or 40 minute short film that was only the stuff about the gold and the backstabbing and that stuff, this could have been a fun little student film, you know what I mean, like a fun little short film that you could pass around the film circuit kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
As it was, it just felt like there were so many filler shots and pointless details and a whole bunch of stuff that ultimately didn't really lead to anything for me. And again, like, when we say the ending, the way it ends is just kind of a, well, it's over kind of ending for me.
It's just kind of like, what the fuck? Okay, sure. Okay, then. And then it ends. I'm like, what the hell did I just watch?
You know how this movie, or I'll let you say your rating, Justin, and then I'll say how this movie ended for me.
Okay, well, I am going to give this, let's see here, 5 out of 10, 5 out of 10 snitches get stitches bits.
Yeah, for me, the ending of this was just like a kid with one eye looking into the camera really thoughtfully, and he goes, "Yo ho ho ho, a pirate's life for me."
Why did we wait for that? Why did we let him go?
Why did we have him twice do this?
We're just that gullible, I guess.
Hey!
They're like, oh man, he has something great this time.
Come here, I'm gonna shoot my cannon at you, yo Benny!
Oh god, end this fucking recording.
Okay, let's haul anchor and get off of this review.